Now, we want to move on to the issue of carpooling here on News Talk Breakfast this morning after comments from the leader of the Green Party on Ireland AM on Virgin Media One this week caused quite a stir. So to discuss them, I'm joined on the line by Eamon Ryan himself and independent TD for Kerry, Michael Healy-Ray. You're both very welcome to the programme. Eamon, I will come to you in a moment. I know that you do feel that your comments about carpooling in rural Ireland have been misrepresented in certain quarters over the past 24 hours. But Michael, let me come to you first. Carpooling, the whole idea of it, would it work in your part of Kerry, do you think?
Well, absolutely not. It would not. But first of all, about this misrepresentation of what he said about an hour ago, I had played back for me exactly word for word what Eamon Ryan said, representing the Green Party and representing very few people in Ireland of the people that I know. Because clearly what he stated was if there was a village or a place where there was 300 or 400 people living, that those people shouldn't possess motor cars of their own, that instead they should have a few cars in a village and they should walk or cycle or make their own way down to the village to get this car that they would then carpool. Now, for a publicly elected representative to come out with a nonsensical statement like that, the areas that I represent, and if you take a place, for instance, that's on the top of my head right now, Sneem. And if you were to tell the good people of Sneem that no one of them could have cars, and many of them are miles and miles from the actual village of Sneem itself, and they were to be told that they would have no car, so in an event of an emergency of an older person or a child or something wanting to go to hospital, on a bad, wet, dreary morning, when Eamon Ryan and maybe others can come out and get on the dart and go to work, well, these people, he's telling them they would have to walk down to the village to get into a car and maybe no car to be there left for them. It was a nonsensical statement. But then again, this is the same man who made a statement a couple of days beforehand that all children should walk to school no matter where they were and we should repopulate Ireland with wolves. So, I mean, for a person to be so detached from what people need today, the people I'm talking for are people who are struggling in homes, trying to pay mortgages, trying to pay rent, trying to educate their children. And then to have a public representative come along with a statement like this, it just shows how far out of touch and out of reality he is.
Okay, Michael, leave it there for a second. Let me bring Eamon in. Eamon, you're out of touch, a nonsensical statement. What do you make of that?
If I'd said what Michael had said, he'd be right. If what Michael says, I'm saying is, you know, we'd be banning cars and the people of Sneem wouldn't be allowed to have a car and they'd have to walk, then I'd be joining him and say, has he lost your mind? But I never said that.
Now, Eamon, I did listen back, though, to this last night. And you did say that a village of 300 people just needs 30 cars to operate.
I didn't say it just needs 30 cars.
But could operate on 30 cars. That does sound like a restriction to me.
No. We were in a conversation about car sharing. Conor Faulkner was on. And I said I thought it was, you know, part of the way forward, which I think it is. It's happening all over the world. It's really taking off like a rocket. And I just made that comment. And the woman said, oh, no, you couldn't possibly do that in rural Ireland. I said, well, you could. And in fact, I did see rural Ireland missing out on some of the innovations that are happening. And I was just going on basically, because take that town or village, small town, let's say 1,000 people. Typically, that town would have about 1,000 cars. About 400 or 500 cars in Ireland. And I was saying, okay, well, if you had 30 within that, which were a carpooling arrangement, it wasn't to say that you get rid of the other 400 or 500 cars. It's to say that that gives some people options and choice and flexibility. And this is evolving, and it's happening in urban Ireland. We're starting to see more car sharing ideas starting off. And all I was saying was, rural Irish people should have that option as well, particularly because, actually, we've been saying this very strongly for a long time, is the rural public transport system is woeful and needs to be improved as well.
Eamon, so, does that kind of system work, though? Is there any example of a rural area or somewhere that doesn't have public transport? Like, I even think of where I live. Like, I live in a rural part, like on the Curra in Kildare. But, I mean, it just would not be feasible for me to get from my house to a pickup point to pick up a car that I would be sharing with someone. On a winter's morning, any morning, if it was dark, you just can't even walk on the road where I live. It's too dangerous.
And I fully accept that. And I think there's no question here. No one should be thinking that I'm saying, oh, you should do this or you should do that or that, because that won't work.
But putting it out of it as an example, if it's not practical, then...
Yeah, no. And if it isn't practical in that case, that's not a problem. But there may be cases, and there are starting to be cases.
Are there any cases, though?
There are all over Europe. And
any in Ireland?
Well, I give you Carrasaveen, fair play to the people of Carrasaveen, has started in a small way, but like out of small acorns, mighty things do grow. And so, yes, it's starting to happen. Up in Clare, they're looking at it as well. So it's all I was putting out was the actual argument that we shouldn't leave rural Ireland out when it comes to these sort of innovations which are developing. And it's actually, it's not forcing people, or it's not saying you can't have your own car, but actually for some people, it actually, who mightn't be able to afford a car, it might be a real boon. For some people, maybe, who might only use a car every now and then, and it's not that I'm saying that they have to walk a country mile down the road to pick it up, whatever. Maybe it would work probably best more in villages and towns because, you know, you're short distance. If you're out in the country, it will obviously be much more difficult. But Susan, to be honest, I've spent the last 3 days fighting, like, the whole world coming at me saying you're mad and you hate rural Ireland, and actually it's not true. And it's about actually wanting to make sure that rural Ireland do have options and do be able to get choices and bringing life back into our villages and towns.
Yeah, Eamon, I don't think you hate rural Ireland. I do think maybe you have a lack of understanding of what it's like in some of those places. Now, I get that you're saying there are maybe more villages and towns and there's areas that it won't work. Michael, let me bring you back in. Eamon's saying there are other rural communities. Carrasaveen, he's mentioning, they've started a local car sharing group. There is a scheme being piloted in Clare. Do you not see that there would be merit in certain areas to something like this?
A lot he knows about Carrasaveen. Yesterday I was blowing Killeen Lee yesterday evening at an event. And if you told the good people of Killeen Lee that they had to go down into Waterville to carpool, and I'm very clear on what Eamon Ryan said, what he's doing this morning is speaking gobbledygook, political gobbledygook, because the people that are advising him have told him that he made a monumental error the other morning. Ciara Doherty was the first person that pulled him up on his nonsensical suggestion. And Ciara Doherty was right. Now, if you want to clarify today who's right and who's wrong in this argument, play back at any time during today on News Talk exactly what he said. And then the embarrassment of what he really said and the bad reflection that it has on the green policies that he's putting out there. Because we all adore the people that own part of rural Ireland, in other words, the farming community. We don't need the Green Party or any party. We don't need Fianna Fáil or we don't need Fine Gael. We need nobody to tell us how to mind the land and how to protect it and how to nurture it, because we're all only custodians of it for the future. And we don't need Eamon Ryan telling us, people that are struggling in rural areas, well, lads, forget about your cars, walk down to the village, because I'm so worried about the environment, I'm going to protect it by making you walk from your house that might be 4 miles on a bad, wet winter's morning, like Ciara Doherty said to him, and go down into the local village. He's trying to save his own political skin now this morning by trying to do a hopeless U-turn, which is exactly what he's engaged in. Because at any time, all you need to do is play back what he said, and he was very clear and very vindictive in what he said, in that it is an attack on rural Ireland in a week that we've seen enough harm being inflicted on people who are trying to just live. And because we are living in Ballinskelligs and not Blackrock, we don't want to be treated any less. We're taxpayers as well.
Michael, let me give the last word. I'm running out of time. I want to give the last word. Eamon.
Over his proposals.
Eamon, do you regret what you said?
Can I say I agree with Michael on one thing there? I think actually the people all over this country want to play their part in going green, and I think we will be good at it. I spent most of my working life before I went into the Dáil actually working in Kerry and Cork and Clare and all over this country, and I know those people and I know that area of the country, and I did not mean in any way to tell people what they could be doing. But what I do believe in is actually they, in helping them play their part, we should make sure that they don't miss out on better public transport solutions, on better shared services solutions, the likes of this sort of idea. And if we can't go in, if we're going into this future where you can never put out an idea, you can never suggest that some new innovation that's happening in the rest of the world might be able to work, for fear that the whole world will come and say to you, how dare you even mention an idea forward for the people of our country, that's madness. And I'll talk and work with Michael and his people and anyone else, because I think we need to work together rather than dividing this. And this whole rural-urban divide is not going to serve either rural Ireland or urban Ireland. We're all in this together. We will all want and we'll play our part and we will be good at it.
No, I agree with you on that. Do you regret what you said, though, Eamon?
Oh, listen, I regret completely in terms of, because it's taken off like a mad thing. Now, maybe I should just shut up and never say anything. But do I still believe that the people in rural Ireland and urban Ireland might benefit from these new solutions coming, where it's not restricting anyone else having a car, it's not saying you can't do anything, but there may be ways coming. It seems across Europe you're seeing it happening now, where this might save people money, might give them flexibility, might allow particularly young people have options they don't have at the moment. I still think that's a good idea, and I wouldn't mind it being discussed on its merits rather than some of the nonsense that has been reported as what I said.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. Eamon Ryan and Michael Healy-Ray, thank you both for joining us.